Well, continuing our look at a number of golf courses around the region, and we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dave Allen with the Mighty Peace Golf Club. I guess the first question I got for you here today, Dave, is how are the preparations kind of were in getting ready for this season? I don't know, Mother Nature kind of played a little havoc around the region here, but how was things in going for getting ready for the season?
Yeah, it was a difficult year just because it's been so late, eh? I mean, we had so much cold weather. Had a little rain and some snow mixed in there, and it just didn't seem to, winter didn't want to seem to let go early enough this year. So it was probably, we're probably at least two and a half weeks behind our normal schedule where we would be at right now. But, you know, it's not too bad. We had a little bit of ice damage here and there, but overall, actually, the course is shaping up pretty well. It's dried out now. It's we've had some drier weather, and we've been getting lots of golf traffic out, so but it has been a bit of a challenge this spring for sure.
And with the golfers making the way down towards the Mighty Peace course there, what are some things that golfers could sort of expect to see at the course there?
Well, I mean, what we've always had, I mean, we got the 18-hole course. We got a full, you know, clubhouse and a lounge facility, pro shop. We've got a practice facility with the driving range. We've got a practice green and chipping area. So it, it offers all the amenities that people come to expect at the Mighty Peace.
One thing that I've kind of found interesting to talk to a number of courses around the region recently is what is kind of sort of the signature hole of their courses there. Now, what would you say is sort of the favorite hole for a lot of people who play the Mighty Peace Golf Club there?
You know, that's a tough question because we've got some very different, unique holes out there. I don't know. I mean, on the front nine, I've always liked number three as the green comes into the treed area there. It's well guarded by the trees on the west side, and it just really frames the green nicely and bunker out on the front left side. So for me, it's kind of that number three hole. On the back nine, I don't know. I would say number 11 is an interesting hole. It's not a long par four, but it's treed on both sides, but it has a green as you come in around the corner and approach into it, a nice large green. And the other one is 16, a big long par five that has a huge green, almost 10,000 square foot green on it with three tiers, and it's a very interesting hole as well. So those would be the ones that I would say.
Definitely sounds like some good holes to test golfers out there. And I guess finally, of course, now that the weather is mostly cooperating here for people to get outdoors, how important is it for, you know, kind of people to especially, you know, spend some more time outside with physical activity, especially with kind of some of the things that have happened in the world over the past couple of years or so?
You bet. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I guess what would be, I guess, sort of the importance, I guess, of, getting people, outdoors, especially around this time of year, to sort of take advantage of this hopefully nice summer weather we'll have here in the region?
Well, I mean, we do lots of promotions. We got lots of tournaments going on, but the promotions like the golf days, we do that on a couple of Wednesdays a month. We just had one yesterday, and we'll continue to have those throughout the summer here. It gives everybody an opportunity to come out for $10 for a round of golf. And, you know, we're always inviting people to come out and just to see the facilities and even just to drop in and have a bite to eat, have a beer, and just see what we have to offer.
Well, hopefully plenty of golfers get to see what you guys have to offer there. Dave Allen with the Mighty Peace Golf Club, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you.